Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Cullen-Bine. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Otto Denning. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting 7th. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreaux moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreaux scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Roy Cullen-Bine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen-Bine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Cullen-Bine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Cullen-Bine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis takes first base on ball four. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early strikes out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 1 in the game. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cullenbine moves to third. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 1 in the game. Desodles hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cullenbine scores. Two outs. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett who is chasing the ball. Spence reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spence scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Camporis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Camporis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early bunts towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's Indians, 2, Senators, 2. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Desodles and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Denning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-2 in the game. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vernon moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Alex Camporas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Camporas hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vernon scores. One out. It's 3-2, Senators. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Pretty moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground towards first. Denning juggles the ball. That's an error on Denning. Johnson scores. Pretty scores. Sullivan moves to third. It's 5-2, Senators. Paul Calvert now pitching. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Early moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Senators. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Calvert fields it and throws to third for the out. Wynn moves to second. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Desautels reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mack is walked intentionally. Rusty Peters pinch hits for Paul Calvert. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Desautels moves to third. Mack moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Desautels scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Senators. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Mack scores. Hockett goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Senators. Mickey Hefner now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Indians 5. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Senter now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Center fires to first and has Vernon trapped. There's the throw to Boudreau, who tags Vernon for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pretty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 3 in the game. Denning hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cullenbine moves to third. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Desautels hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cullenbine scores. 2 outs. It's Indians, 6, Senators, 6. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Early hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Senter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Senter strikes out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hockett hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Early fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Moore pinch hits for Mickey Hefner. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Spence strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Carrasquel now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from early and he is out, Sullivan applying the tag. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-4 in the game. Denning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbein moves to second. Buddy Rosar pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Rosar now catching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Vernon steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Camporis takes first base on ball 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mack strikes out. One out. Pete Senter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Senter is 0-for-1 in the game. Senter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Early strikes out. One out. Alex Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Case hits a pop-up towards the mound. Center settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Denning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Denning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Senter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Senter is 0 for 2 in the game. Senter bunts towards the mound. Karis Quell fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to second. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mack scores. Hockett moves to second. It's 7-6, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 3 for 6 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Campora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Kampouras hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for John Sullivan. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball four. Ellis Clary pinch runs for Sherry Robertson. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Early hits a pop-up towards first. Denning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.